Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, podcast explorers. Welcome to Pit Chat, the podcast where we gather round, toss in some hot topics, and let the flames of conversation burn bright. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Wayne.
And together we're your hosts on this journey through the sizzling landscape of current events, sprinkled with a dash of mystery, a pinch of the unexplained, and a whole lot of fun.
That's right, Michelle. We're not just here to talk about the everyday stuff. We're diving deep into the realms of the unknown, exploring UFO sightings, unraveling paranormal mysteries, and maybe even roasting a marshmallow or two along the way.
So whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join us as we stoke the flames of curiosity and bring you the hottest takes on the coolest conspiracies. It's like sitting around a fire pit with your friends, but with a bit of extraterrestrial excitement.
Each episode, we'll be serving up a blend of the latest headlines, intriguing stories, and a touch of the supernatural, from politics to pop culture, and from ghost to government secrets. We've got it all covered.
And hey, if you've ever looked up at the night sky and wondered what's out there, or if you've ever felt a chill down your spine in a supposedly haunted place, you're in the right spot.
So, grab a seat, cozy up by the fire, and let's spark some conversation. This is Pit Chat, where the ordinary meets the extraordinary. Get ready for a wild ride down the rabbit hole.
On an escalator.
Everybody, good evening and all that fun stuff. It is I, your host, Wayne, with my lovely wife, Michelle, over there.
Yeah, I am here, not on camera. I had a little oopsie at work today, but I'll tell you more about that later.
Yeah. So tonight is just going to be a kind of an open night mic night with us tonight. And just it's an AMA, ask me or ask us anything. And we'll be happy to discuss with you. And as long as it's not, you know, too private of information and stuff. But yeah, so welcome, everybody. Just real quick, this weekend was a crazy weekend because I had to go away for a couple nights, Thursday night, Friday night, into Saturday for a science teacher conference here in Michigan that was in Lansing. And,
I had to go to work.
And Michelle was working. So, it was one of those things where it was kind of hard to get a guest book, make sure nothing went wrong and have them scheduled for Sunday. And then for whatever reason, I didn't make it home on Sunday or something like that. So, yeah, so that was kind of the deal with all of that. So I hope everybody's doing well tonight. Michelle, I see we got some people in chat jumping around and talking a little bit.
Oh yeah, definitely need to say hello to Stardog and Blue Crossroads.
Yep.
Diane Boss is with us tonight. Jason Finch.
Yeah, and look at who else
Rick Davis.
Yeah, it's Rick. How's it going, Rick? Yeah, greetings. Welcome everybody tonight. Good.
Thanks for hanging out with us and the cats.
Yeah, and here
Monday.
Come the cats because you know this guy. Wait a minute, I got the perfect cure for this guy. Hey, dudes up there in the sky, come here. I need your help for a minute. Will you take care of this?
You know, I've got that sweatshirt with the UFO that sucks the cat
up.
There
he goes. He's gone. We got him.
What?
There goes our cat. He's done. All right. So I saw that we had one of our first questions asked, and it came from Jason. Let me make sure. I think
about
it's Jason.
How many
Finch.
Years?
Yes.
Yeah. How many years we've been teaching?
Hey, look at behind me. This guy. Do you see this guy? Look at him. So now he's going to stand up. So that's Ash. All right. One of our three cats. And he's the loud.
He's the crier. One that the previous owner, when he was 5 months old, chucked him out the car window in Dearborn Heights.
Now I know why.
No. He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. But how long have the both of you been teachers? So, Michelle, you started to answer that. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'm the senior of the two. This is literally the end of my 24th year in the same district that I started, in the same district that I went to as a student. God, I've been around that district since the late 70s.
Yeah. And as for me, I started teaching. This is my 8th year of teaching Earth and Space Science in Dearborn, Michigan. Well, Detroit. It's really Detroit. It's right on the border of Dearborn and Detroit. I get a lot of Detroit kids that are my students. But yeah, so thanks for that question, Jason. And Michelle, by the way, teaches English.
English and mythology.
Yeah. Yeah, so one thing that's kind of bad news that's come out recently is that we lost a podcaster in the podosphere the other day, and that was Sunny from the Paranormal Chop Shop, from what I understand, has passed away. So that was very, very sad to hear that yesterday. Younger dude. I mean, geez. I think he was about the same age as me. So.
It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go there, but
you know, when they say live life to the fullest every day because tomorrow is not promised, boy, are they not joking.
Yep. 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 So, all right. Who else do we got out here? Let's see. We got Rick. We already talked about Rick. See, what else is new, Michelle? What else is going on besides this cat?
I whacked my head at work today. That's why I'm not on camera.
Yeah, I really got myself a number on yourself today.
Dude, I got myself good. I was standing across from our mailboxes, and there's these upper cabinets, and I figure I'm short. I'm like 5'2", 5'3" at best if I wear heels. And I was talking to another coworker, and I could see like the shadow of a kid on the sick phone. And so I went to like look around my coworker to see who was on the sick phone. And man, I whacked the corner of those cabinets where even she jumped. She had her salad in her hand.
Yeah, that was a hard
and
hit.
Jumped and looked. She goes, "Ooh, I heard that." I'm like, "You heard it." And I felt it. So I've been like struggling with a headache since I came home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. Jason's putting the well wishes out. Yeah. I did, man.
He says, "I'm sorry to hear you got hurt, Michelle. Get well soon."
You know, the only other time that I ever hit my head at work, and I'll tell this story, it was when I was at my previous middle school that I was working at, and they were doing like a family carnival night, and they had a dunk tank, and I volunteered to go in the dunk tank. So when this thing looked decrepit, I mean, it looked like something that Captain Spaulding would have used. So here I am sitting on it. Kid, you know, whacks it with the ball. I go down. The seat pops up, smacks me in the back of the head, and I end up in urgent care. So I have never, ever done a dunk tank since then. I am like just done with those carnivals. I'll sell tickets. I'll be the one selling tickets.
And it looks like Dorothy Hawkins has joined us tonight. Hey, Mom, how are you? How are you? Good seeing you. So thanks for showing up.
No ambulances during the dunk tank, but definitely some dilated pupils. I gave myself a concussion.
Well, you're not the only one that's injury prone this last week and a half or so. I've decided that, well, my right shoulder has decided that
Wayne's old.
That my physical activity level is too young for my old body anymore. So off to the MRI I get to go here next week.
Mr. Bodybuilder over here. At me. I'm going to lift weights and stuff. Or no, I'm not.
Well, the shoulder kind of dictates that, you know, so.
Ghost Town guy said new thick music coming.
I don't think so, Ghost Town guy. I don't think so. Yeah, I think the last time I picked up my guitar and played it seriously in a show was in 1998. That was the last time I played a live show.
Yeah, I caught him once in the basement playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Question.
Hold on. Rick Davis says, weightlifting was the best hobby I ever did. It is. It's a great hobby. I do about 2 hours a night, about four nights a week, and I've been pretty consistent for the last about year and a month now, and then I think I got a slight rotator cuff tear. The MRI will say for sure what it is, but it's just my right shoulder. I'm right-handed, so using the mouse, writing, typing, that's my dominant hand, and so that's the shoulder that gets the most work. So yeah. All right, Michelle, what's Dorothy asking us?
Oh, here? Put the question up.
All right. Have you two, you can't read it, can you?
I can from YouTube. Well, question. Ahead, read it. Have you two always had weird experiences? I've heard enough of them from both of you that I wonder if it all started happening when you met, or did the weird stuff happen long ago?
Oh.
I just feel like my life is like one weird event. Chained to another weird event. I can't say that I ever experienced like anything paranormal when I was a kid. If I did, I've forgotten. About space. And UFOs. No, more. I mean, I was definitely into like Star Wars and stuff like that as a kid. That was about as far UFO and, movies like Starman and stuff from the early 80s.
Yeah.
But now I would say the
ghost experiences or anything. I've related my stuff before.
Yeah, but you were older. Shows.
Yeah. Yeah. But nothing started when we were together years ago. I mean, things just seemed to have happened throughout the years.
Yeah, I was going to say that's just our whole reconnection back after 20-something years is just weird in itself.
Look, Ghost Town guy. Let's see what he has to say. He says, I'm the guy over in Oregon you sent the Shock the World disc to a year or two ago. Oh, thanks again so much for that. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I had a couple of our albums left and Ghost Town Guy bought one of them. So yeah.
God, I remember the last time I saw you with Thick. Oh God.
Yeah.
Who did you guys play with?
Fight?
No, it wasn't Fight. It was something at the Palladium.
Biohazard?
Yeah. You played with Biohazard.
Yeah. Yep. Good old Biohazard. That was a fun show. Unfortunately, not for some of us, because when the drummer, or no, it was Evan, the bass player from Biohazard, started making fun of our drummer. They did not get along so well.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, well,
I'll leave that there.
Certain personality. let's just put it this way. In the music world and in the music business and entertainment in general, there are people out there with personality types that, just don't mesh and things. And I'll go out there and say, when I was doing the bands, because I had the first band from 92, I want to say to about 95, somewhere right in there. And we were called Subsidence at the time. And we were an old school kind of thrash metal, along the lines of like Pantera mixed with Slayer with some Anthrax and Metallica thrown in there, kind of like influences when I was a kid. And then we lost our singer and we decided to go ahead and switch our whole kind of our whole music outlook. And I wanted to write some different types of music. So what we ended up with is getting, I guess we really kind of started the whole what's called new metal scene. We had a guy who was a screamer. He could scream, sing, right? A scream singer type of a deal.
And rap.
But rap as well. And so we mixed rap and metal. And we were one of the first Detroit bands to do that. And man, it went over really, really well. Things went really good for us for a while. And then
that was right around like at the tail end of that era with the whole rap rock stuff.
Well, no, that was at the tail start.
Really?
That was when Rage Against the Machine was coming out.
I thought Rage was out before then, though.
Nope. And I'm going to tell you what really kicked it off was Anthrax Bring the Noise.
Yep.
And, you know, really liked that stuff. So anyways, so two albums I had out, Portrait of Pain with the band Subsidence. That was thrash metal. That was early 90s stuff. And then Thick, which we had Shock the World, which was more of a rap core, what I called H3, which was hardcore hip hop kind of a thing. So. Yeah, that was my foray into the music biz, and I enjoyed playing on stage and playing and writing music and jamming with the band and stuff, but I took more of a business-minded aspect toward the band because we didn't have a manager or anything like that. It was really myself and the drummer. And we were not very good people to have to deal with when it came to that, because we were always getting screwed over by this club, that club, this band or that band or whatever. And it was pretty dark, and it turns you into a kind of it starts to eat at you. Right. And well, I see Ghost Town here. Uh-huh. Yeah. What does he say? It sounded like Paul doesn't get along with all too many people. Well, again, you know, I'm not going to speak for Paul.
But there was a face group created.
Yeah.
About people like him. And that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's active anymore. But man, I remember some of the posts.
Yeah. Yeah. It just. Yeah. I don't know. I really found that I enjoyed the creation of the music and playing live and just being able to hang out. But there was always that air of tension around you when you had to deal with the club promoters and the club owners and who is going to pay you and when are you going to go on? I mean, showing up when you play at 11 o'clock at night, but you had to be there at 2 in the afternoon for sound checks. And that's not even counting if we were on the road and we had to drive to Minneapolis.
Well, and just like wherever. Every band, there's always that one band member that thinks that they know it all.
Yeah. Yeah. There's how, I mean, we were four guys, so we have four different personalities that all had their own different ideas on how to do things and what it should be, from being super serious. Like I was extremely serious about the business aspect of it and what we were doing, to the, you know, completely laid back. Let me know when to show up so I can get to the club and show up to sing and leave. You know, so.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bass guitarist for a second.
Well, at least he had equipment to move.
That is true.
All right. Hold on. Let's go back here. We've got somebody else joining us. Eddie Tab. Found your podcast last year and have been listening to each episode in order, starting with episode 0. Good Lord, man. Enjoying everything. And I can't wait to eventually get up to date. Well.
And here we are with an AMA episode.
Yeah. Well,
hey, we're giving you time to catch up.
Eddie, thank you very much for that. I hope you enjoy the shows, and some of them are better than others. And man, we had some great guests, and man, we got some great guests coming up here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to spoil it. Spoiler alert. All right. This coming Saturday, we have Nathaniel Gillis coming back on. Michelle will not be present for that, but a demonologist, a religious demonologist who looks at everything from demonic UFOs being kind of one in the same or what. It's going to be awesome. So we have that. I'm talking right now. I know you guys have probably heard about American Stonehenge, and I've been talking with the owner of American Stonehenge, and it looks like we're going to be getting him on here really soon. That's going to be an awesome show because I absolutely love ancient history stuff and how weird and advanced our ancestors seem to be. Got another author coming on who's a former Marine, was in the Marines for 23 years, who wrote a book talking about extraterrestrial contact. And I think he's basing a lot of this stuff on real world situations and people that he's known and dealt with in the military. And so he's changed names and stuff to, you know, protect the guilty, I guess you could say. And wrote a science fiction book, which may not be all that science fiction. So I can't really, I can't wait to talk to him. That's going to be really exciting. So, yeah. He's on episode 45 right now. Okay, you're not that far.
Yeah, and Straw Dog said that American Stonehenge is about 30 miles from him.
Yeah, no, is that Salem... Where exactly is it? I can never remember. I want to say Salem, not Massachusetts. It's another Salem. What is it, Straw Dog?
I hear someone Googling.
I'm looking real quick. Salem, New Hampshire. Yeah, Salem, New Hampshire. Okay. Yeah, there's two Salems. There's Salem, Massachusetts, famous for the witch trials. And then there's Salem, New Hampshire, which is famous for America's Stonehenge. It's privately owned by a man by the name of, believe it or not, Dennis Stone. And I just received an email from him today, and we are trying to get him on the podcast. It's going to be on a different day than a Sunday, but it's going to be coming up here relatively soon. So, and there's Janine Hollis from Detroit. What is going on, Janine? Good seeing you, our fellow Detroiter coming on. So yeah, this is a Ask Us Anything kind of a night. We're going to spend, you know, about an hour here chatting with everybody. And
Dorothy had asked us if we were settled in the Monday nights. It's typically the Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I had a conference I was at, and I didn't want to get somebody booked for last night and then have to cancel if I was late getting home and things like that. So Michelle was working a lot this previous week and into the weekend doing stuff. So, all right.
Oh, Rick Davis has one for you. So okay. One for Wayne. Since the magnetic field of the Earth has such an effect on migratory birds and some animals, mm-hmm. Do you think that if it flips, humans could be greatly affected, as in the awakening?
Oh, good question. Okay.
What happens if the animals become the predators and we're their prey?
Well, yeah, we're still the apex predator, though, because we have tools and they don't. I think some humans could be greatly affected. It depends on, all right. So everybody has a little bit of a crystal, you know, right here in their sinus cavity. That's well known. Okay. I think back in ancient times, humans used to be able to connect with that crystal that's embedded in your sinus cavity. And they called it the third eye, right? Opening the third eye and things like that. And there's also the pineal gland and stuff, but there's something you can do. And I think if people answer yes to this, they will probably be affected by a magnetic reversal. Are you able to sit into a room? And if I said, turn and point and point your nose to north, could you do that in a room with no windows or anything if you were in an enclosed building? If you can, there are some people that say that you have a connection to that crystal in it's a magnetic crystal. I think it's a piece of magnetite that we're all born with. And some people can tell directions without seeing the sun or anything like that. They just have this feeling. I think they're able to tap into that magnetic field. And if our magnetic field goes kind of kooky when it does a reversal, then I think those people will probably be affected by it. Everybody else, I don't necessarily think so. I mean, we've never been around to deal with a magnetic reversal. So it will be one hell of a science experiment. And yeah, the North Pole is migrating. It's not due north. So it's moving around. They're tracking it. It's moved quite a bit. So good question, man. That was a great question, Rick. All right, let's see. Anybody else got one? Dorothy, what's Dorothy saying? I keep wondering if our sense of the magnetic field shifts are being awakened now due to Earth changes. Again, if you're sensitive to that crystal, that could be. Yeah. That could be. And for those of you that are going, man, you're full of crap. I am a science teacher and I do have a science textbook where one of the lessons is to go home, you know, take this worksheet home and go ask your parents which direction and don't point anything out. Just ask them if they know which way north is or which way, you know, how do you get to a certain store? And if they go, well, you go east this way, and then you turn south and you go south a little bit. If they navigate like that, they're probably in touch with that crystal in the directions. If they are a landmark navigator where they go, well, you go to JJ's bookstore, make a left, and then you go down to the CVS pharmacy, make a right, and the place will be right there on your left next to something else. So there's the magnetic field directional people that can navigate that way. And then there's the people that are landmark oriented. And it's an actual real science project thing to do with kids. Yeah. All right, man. These are good questions.
Reminds me of that Progressive commercial with the two pigeons when he says which way is north and the pigeon points up.
Oh, okay. Can I relate a funny story? Speaking of north being up. Oh, wait a minute. Diane says.
She suggested something in a message above.
Okay. What'd she suggest, Michelle?
Was that Wayne playing music one night? You should have a show some night when you play some of your music, Wayne.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's a good idea, Diane.
He'd have to practice.
No, I think she means just playing off the albums. Hopefully she doesn't mean live, because no, I'm not going to play anything live. Michelle's got a video of me playing live on her Facebook, I think, where she recorded me in the basement when I was playing to one of the albums.
I did.
Yeah.
I've got it somewhere on my phone.
Yeah. So,
see, I'm like a combination of landmarks.
Yeah.
And my
knowing your
north, south, east, yeah. West.
Yeah. Yep. And to Diane's point about the music and stuff, if you, why not live? Well, first of all, I tore apart my guitar. So that's why not live. My guitar needs to be put back together, and it's been sitting there because I was rewiring it and I didn't have the right size equipment for it. So, yeah, I might have to hire somebody to put it back together. But, now I can't even remember what I was saying, Michelle. What was I saying?
I don't know. Now I'm going on an adventure. Oh, come on.
See, you're distracted because you're on your phone.
I'm looking for the video of you playing in the basement.
Oh, that's it. If you hear the outro music at the end of this, that's one of the songs from my band Thick back in the day. So, yeah. It's a song called Blast Your Face. It's a good song. Now, don't ask me why we were naming songs like that. And if where's our Eddie at? Eddie knows that we purposely spelled a lot of the songs wrong on that Thick album. Shock the World is spelled S-H-O-K instead of C-K. Yeah. We were trying to be edgy and cool. let's see. Don't have videos of your band back in the day.
Probably on VHS somewhere.
Yeah, I do. I got them on VHS. That is true. I do have that. I guess I could one of these days find somebody that could digitize those for me so they don't get ruined and wear out. But yeah, I think I actually have one of the shows that we played very early on, and there was this long-haired blonde girl standing in the front of the stage.
Oh, Jesus.
That one over there from 1993, when we were playing in Detroit. So her and her best friend slash sister, Nicola, at that show, standing up in front of the stage right in front of me. And everybody, look at who's joined us. It's Jay Hall. What is up, Jay Hall? It is Ask Us Anything kind of a night. Straw Dog says he does north, south, east, west. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of do too. So I do not drive by landmark. So. Oh, okay. So Blue Crossroad says, I have a few guitars. My baby, in quotes, is a Fender black on black David Gilmour signature Strat. Very, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, my favorite guitar, and I still have it, is my Jackson Flying V. And then I had an Ibanez Strat, which was stolen from our rehearsal area. Yeah, so lost that one. But yeah, I used both of those guitars to record the first album I did, and then the second album was just all done on the Jackson. Yeah.
Wayne, I sent something to your phone.
Was that you?
Or to your messenger. I did.
Uh-oh.
I found the video. Is this the video?
Oh, good Lord. Do you guys want to see this video of me playing?
I could also show you some.
Hold on.
Oh, we could show the pictures of you with that flat top mohawk too.
No. All right, let me see. All right, here you go. So let me present this. Michelle went and had to go and do this.
I did a thing.
She did a thing. Okay, so this is down in the basement. I have my half stack going. Just playing around, wearing my Eastern Michigan Go Eagles shirt. All right, here we go. And
that was before the beard of knowledge
erupted. Now it's about 50 pounds heavier too. That was getting ready to deal with thyroid issues right there. Yeah. All right. That's enough of that.
Traveling near New Boston, Michigan? Hungry? Well then, you need to check out New Boston Coney and Grill tucked away at 37005 Huron River Drive. With daily specials, homemade soups and desserts, and a staff that makes you feel like family, you will not be disappointed. Give them a try for dine-in or carry-out at 734-606-5313. You can find their page, including their menu, on Facebook. Bon appetit.
You can find these albums on YouTube. Somebody, I think it was called Detroit Metal, started a YouTube channel, and both of the albums are uploaded there if anybody wants to go find them. So, yeah.
So, yeah, and then there's those pictures of that flat top mohawk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although now he would find pictures of me with like the long blonde hair.
His straw dogs, like, yay, let's see it. Well, there you go. And Guy Merritt's here. What's up, Guy? We're going to be meeting up here on the 18th if the weather's decent.
Jay Hall, I love MC5.
MC5? Yeah. Not exactly the MC5. No, no, it wasn't. No, no. So good seeing you. Good seeing you, Guy. Yeah, I don't know if everybody here is on our Facebook group or not, but it is March here in Michigan, by the way, and everybody's on alert looking for UFOs.
It's not just basketball's March Madness.
No, it's UFO madness here, specifically triangles, because Guy Merritt had his sighting, right, March 18th. Ours was March 9th, different years, of course. 94, ours was 2018, which started this whole crazy ride. But
holy shit, it's been 6 years.
It's been 6 years. And this is our second show of season 4. That's crazy for something we never thought we were ever going to be doing. So Michelle, I got a question for you. How does it feel to be doing this for now 4 years, investigating paranormal and UFO stuff?
I feel better if I hadn't hit my head earlier.
Well, maybe that would help you. Ooh. You know, you could see some more things.
If I start seeing any spirits tonight, I'm going to lock myself in the bathroom.
Yeah. Look at Jay Hall. Kick out the jams, mofo. He must be from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Start mentioning MC5.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Any other questions out there?
Some guy messaged me tonight and said he heard a guy on a podcast who said he saw a triangle and it warded him off.
Really?
Oh, look at Dorothy, member for 5 months.
Dorothy Hawkins coming in, member for 5 months. Yeah, once we could have members in this on the YouTube channel, man, she was the first one to sign up.
Cheyenne said, I got my oldest son an electric guitar when he was in high school. He taught himself by watching videos online and started a band.
Yep.
Wayne, isn't that how you?
It wasn't online, but well, I taught myself by ear and numbers, believe it or not. Math, music is math to me. I mean, that's how I see music. And so when I learned how to play, I learned how to play by ear. Because I cannot read music to save my life, but I can read music that's written in number, in tablature. And so my brain just works that way. So, yeah. So I just taught myself how to play. I went and bought music books that had things written in tablature for guitar. And there it was, you know.
Hey, so, Dorothy, thank you.
Oh, look at that. Dorothy Hawkins now doing a super chat for $5. I love being part of the pit crew. Yes, you are.
Jay Hall said, yeah. Terry Lovelace's missing partner, Toby, is from Flint.
Yes. Oh, my God. You know, Jay, get out of my head. I was just thinking about Terry yesterday on this long drive home I had from,
Lansing.
Yeah, but it was the MSTA, the Michigan Science Teacher Association Conference for 2024. And I was just thinking about Terry and not hearing from him lately and thinking about getting him to come back on the show. And his missing partner, by the way, I don't want to say anything that's going to get us banned. He ended his life. Yeah, he's not missing. Yeah. Yeah. So, yep. From what I understand is that, Toby, yep, he was from Flint, Michigan. And, Terry has ties to Michigan. I think he went to college here. And, yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while, but yeah, Toby, I think, had mental, after what happened to them, he had mental problems and probably getting harassed a little bit by OSI, the Office of Special Investigations, that section of the Air Force that was, investigating these things and why these guys had radiation burns and were they around nuclear weapons and things like that, dude. It's,
Well, and then you got Terry with the implants too.
Yeah. Terry's got the implants that they don't want to remove because they're worried about what might happen. Guy says that, the Sioux on the side is not uncommon when the event is weird enough. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a couple that we're going to have coming on that wrote a book that helps people discuss and deal with trauma of alien abductions and things like that. They actually work in that field, so they will be coming on as well, probably in April. So we got a lot of things coming on, and I'm surprised, man. This season has been just killing it with the people wanting to come on the show. I'm getting contacted all the time by agents. And
March is already, you know.
Yeah, March is full. So, like I said, the 9th here, this Saturday, we're going to have Nathaniel Gillis. The 17th, we're going to have somebody coming on. But before that, hopefully Dennis Stone will be on from American Stonehenge or America's Stonehenge. And he's been on History Channel. He's been on In Search Of. He's friends and knows very closely our friends of Jared Murphy, Tom Elmore. So he's excited to come on and really can't wait. All right, let's see. I see some stuff showing up here.
Mark asks, have you ever found or heard of someone else who saw the same UFO that you two spotted in 2018?
Yes.
That night?
That night. Yep. There was one person who came on our Facebook group and said they saw it over in Milan. They saw it for an instant and then it was gone. It was at US 23 and 9 south of 94.
The same night.
The same night.
Same time. Yeah.
Yep. And see, ask me if I can find the comment in our Facebook group that says that. Now,
as far as the same location where we were at, no, we didn't. We never found anybody from the Canton area.
Yeah. That was a great question, Mark. Yeah, there was nobody else who saw this thing at 2:30 in the morning on March 18th of 2018 in Canton, right where we were, even though there was other cars around.
March 9th.
Yeah.
Guys, is March 18th. That again.
Or again. See, that's
always
guys.
We always seem to do that with the two March dates.
Well, that's because March 9th and March 18th are the same number. This is how my brain thinks. 1 and 8 is 9. If you add 1 and 8 together and 18, it's 9. The date of our UFO sighting was March 9th.
Guys said, Wayne, you got to come up here and we got to go meet the aliens.
What are you talking about?
Guy's comment.
Oh. Yeah, I'll be up there on the 18th. Like I said, if weather's good, we're going to go grab a bite to eat and we're going to keep our eyes to the sky. Maybe we'll do a live from our phones. We can say hi to everybody.
Jay had said he had heard Terry say that Toby had died in a car crash in
South Michigan.
Yeah, and then he had said in Northern Michigan, self-death.
Yeah. Can you tell more? I can't tell more, Jay. I don't know for sure. It's been a while. I mean, I think Terry Lovelace was one of our big first-time authors that we had on our show. I mean, that was 4 years ago.
I don't remember us really talking about that aspect of...
Well, but see, I've listened to his book. I got his book on audio. And my brain takes his book, the audio book, and our interview and just merges it into one. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get Terry back on. I want to check in with him, see how he's doing, and see if he wants to come back on, and we'll discuss this more. He's a great guy and very credible. See, this is one of those triangle stories where, you know, what can I say? I mean, it's a story, but the guy's got the evidence inside his body and then what happened to him and Toby and the investigations and stuff. So, yeah. Guy says we can do dinner. And then he asked me if Guy is famous yet. I don't know. Are you? I mean, we're sitting here doing shows. I don't think we're famous at all.
He's Michigan famous.
You're Michigan famous, Guy. You're Michigan famous. Yeah. He says, Terry is as credible as it gets. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. With Charlie. Yeah, you got to bring the dog. Right. Okay, what else do we have?
Is Terry doing any speaking at Contact in the Desert?
Yeah, there's Contact in the Desert coming up, and I don't know if he's doing any speaking this time around.
I know that we've talked to some other folks that are doing presentations there.
Well, I mean, we just had on last show that we did. We had Stephen Bassett on yet again for his fourth time and as our season 4 opener this year. And he's going to be at Contact in the Desert, and that's coming up soon. Man, I'll tell you, lots of exciting stuff going on. I mean, you know what, Michelle, ask me what was one of the craziest moments on our show we have ever had. Go ahead. Ask me.
What was one of the craziest moments and not the cat trying to knock the screen down onto your head?
No, it was with Brian Bowden.
Explain.
The remote viewing and you picking up on that castle and then the next day.
Oh my gosh. Have we talked about that on air?
I don't think we did because we didn't have an opportunity to talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Michelle. So, you guys are going to listen to this. This is crazy.
We had the episode with Brian where he had the pictures in the envelope. And I know that many of the people that are in chat were on that night. And So the one where I had said like a building, like a church, a bridge, a woman, and several trees, it wasn't the next photo, but it was the photo after that he had pulled out, and it was a church from Bolivia or Germany, some in that part of Europe.
It's in Germany. Yeah.
Well, the next day after that episode, I'm scrolling through my phone and the first thing that pops up is a news report from Channel 4 talking about a 31-year-old Lincoln Park man who was on vacation over in that part of Europe outside of the castle on the bridge and was being charged for a murder of a woman that he had allegedly raped and pushed over the side of the bridge into a ravine.
Along with her friend that he tried and she survived.
Yeah. So.
So.
It was the same
dude.
Castle. It was the bridge.
Yep.
A woman.
Yep.
and the ravine with several trees blocking everything. So
yeah, and I put the news article up in the Facebook group after we did the remote viewing, and Michelle sees a castle and stuff, and he reveals the picture, and it wasn't the castle, but he's just kind of smiling and stuff. We go to the next one, and he reveals the actual castle, and then it shows up in her news feed Monday morning.
There's the castle with the full description.
Yeah, there's a picture of the castle from Germany with the bridge, and Michelle said bridge, female or woman, fur, something, well, something.
The fur ended up hitting the
female Sasquatch, right? Yeah. The Patterson film. But the fact that you were reading like one envelope ahead with your readings, and I wasn't hitting on anything in the envelope, but I was hitting on things that Brian had done that day. Like, I came up with this, I saw like nuclear war, Taiwan, something, something. And before Brian came on the show, he said he was watching or reading news reports about the possibility of going to war with China over Taiwan. And I hadn't looked at anything like that. So it was crazy. All right, let's see. Jason says, I'm wearing my UFO paranormal t-shirt and my Bigfoot dogman necklaces with charms. Awesome. Yeah, guy says that was weird. It was extremely weird. It was extremely weird. Absolutely.
I want to do that remote viewing again, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brian's going to come back on. We're going to have him on again. Guy says, I don't try to do anything. I sit around and weird shit happens. Yeah.
See? There you go, Guy. That's me. Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, don't try to do it.
I just got to put out there again, Michigan March Madness of UFOs. It's that time. We got some wacky weather. It was 75 today in Michigan. What is going on?
Speaking of the weather.
Yeah.
Let's see. What will tomorrow bring?
Diane says, I've been a member for 5 months and 27 days. Yes, you have. Yep, you and Dorothy signed on about the same time.
Yep, tomorrow 61, and then Wednesday, thunderstorms again.
Yep, and then we'll probably end up with snow by the weekend.
40s and 50s, maybe a frozen mix next week. That sucks.
Yep.
I don't know. I got to drive south this Thursday. I got to go see my daddy.
Yeah, I got a question for the audience, and this will be a good one. Who do you guys think we should try to get on the show this year? Some people we should work toward.
Well, Guy said to get Nancy Tremaine on.
Yes. And that's kind of what triggered me to think about, she's in Novi. She's kind of close to us. So, Guy, if you can, get us in contact with her, have her email us or whatever, and we can start correspondence.
Yeah. We'd love to have Nancy on.
Yeah. We'll bring Nancy on. Nancy Tremaine. If you're watching, Nancy, or you hear this later, get in contact with us. pitchatpodcast@gmail.com.
There was, and it's local in Westland, there's a young lady doing an exhibit at the local library with haunted objects.
Oh, no.
That she had, well, don't worry, it's all booked up because I already tried.
I just, I'm interested in that stuff, but I don't like messing with that stuff at all.
It's kind of like, you know, the Annabelle doll that, you know, they put into the movies and, you know, made it look like this gruesome doll that no child would ever own, when in reality, the original Annabelle was a Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah.
So, and my first doll was a Raggedy Ann doll. So I always during Halloween, I stand outside of my classroom holding my original Raggedy Ann doll, scares the mess out of the kids.
Yep. Let's see. Her friend that got abducted with her.
Oh, drank herself to death.
Drank herself to death. Oh. Oh, right, right, right. Okay, so Nancy Tremaine, her and her friend were abducted. And her friend that she got abducted with drank herself to death. Damn.
Diane said the two guys that Amy at Alien Girl.
Oh, Amy, yeah. Just Alien Girl 111. Okay, we'll look into that. Yeah, I'll have to, I'll contact Amy over there. Or I'll just go and, you know what, Diane, why don't you just message me and Facebook the link to that show that she had on. Because I know she had Stephen Bassett on not too long ago, too. So that was cool.
Jay said, in a famous ongoing exorcism, the demon performed remote viewing and was proven correct in real time. Eek.
Yeah.
Chills.
Yep. Yeah, not good. what else do we got going on? Any other questions? Well, wait a minute. There's plenty of people watching the show tonight.
There's a reason why I keep a cross in this house.
Give us a couple more people. So we got Nancy Tremaine. We got a couple people from that was on Alien, Amy over at Alien Girl on her show. We'll look into that. We're gonna get Terry Lovelace back on. So who else?
Guy said I quit playing online poker for this. Guy, there was nothing in the river.
You're saving money right now. So she had Jake Angel and
saved him some chips on Zynga.
She had Jake Angeli and Ken Mister. Okay, we'll look into it. Yep.
Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's why I do the Zynga poker with the free chips. Although then you get the players on there that like drag their feet and it's like, dude, just call it or fold.
Right? Yeah. Yep. Oh, he's the guy that was the shaman that was put in jail because of the January 6th stuff. That guy? Oh, he would be a riot to have on. I think I saw an interview with him before on like Tucker Carlson or something. Really cool dude. Very laid back. Yeah. All right.
So we got a few directions.
Yeah, all right, cool. Very cool. Yeah, that would be a wild show. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He is just a very cool, down-to-earth dude. I mean, very much into the shamanistic practices, you know?
No, guys, you know, we, like Wayne said earlier, we've got a few shows coming up in the month of March. Yep. We are going to be gone for a few days at the very end. It's time to go hit the desert winds.
Spring break coming up.
Need to change the scenery.
Yep. So I think with that being said, everybody, I want to thank you for joining us for this quick Ask Us Anything little night. Wanted to get a show out there and talk to you guys. Awesome seeing everybody here tonight. And I will get this out onto Spotify and stuff probably tomorrow because I think I'm going to bed here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mondays are the new Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Guy, WTF, I quit poker for this.
Go back to your Zynga poker.
Well, you can go back to poker now. Yeah. Well, if you win anything, I guess you're buying dinner. And Dorothy's having
bad thunderstorms.
Bad thunderstorms took out her internet. So have a great week, everyone. Yes. All right, everybody. With that being said, don't forget. Hold on. Don't say it yet, Michelle. Don't forget. We got Nathaniel Gillis coming up this Saturday at 8 p.m. on this channel. And then we're going to have some other people showing up. Just keep an eye on the schedule coming up. It is March. Michiganders, keep those eyes to that sky. Get your camera ready. Always be ready to get those photos or those videos. If you want to help support the show, all the links are below in the show description. Super chat, super thanks, all that stuff, PayPal, all that stuff's there if you want to help support the show. And I think now that's it. So
have a great night, everyone.
All right, everybody, have a great night. And remember, it is March, so make sure you keep those eyes to that sky. Peace out, everybody.